Stock markets start this election day running strong. I'm David Brancaccio. In early trading, the Dow is up 449 points, 1.6%. The S&P 500 up 1.2%. The NASDAQ is up 0.8%. Why buy stocks today? Well, many alternate views. Let's talk with Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, a couple theories for the market this morning. One, that some investors think there might be a Democratic sweep, suggesting that more pandemic relief slash economic stimulus could come sooner rather than later, maybe?
Maybe. Certainly not clear.
Or this theory, Investors Business Daily has this theory that President Trump has slightly narrowed his deficit with some voters, according to their poll, and this might be cheering up Wall Street Republicans.
Again, maybe. And again, certainly not clear.
All right, but look at the market today. What's then going on?
The market is opening up today, and it had a very strong day yesterday. But remember, this is on the back of last week when it was down over 6%. I think what the market is showing is that it's confident that tonight, or certainly by tomorrow, there'll be a clear winner, and it's not as worried about a contested or prolonged decision-making time in this election as it might have been previously.
We'll see if that big money is right with those bets. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities Aviva Investors. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's been a dramatic turn today for the company that was fixing to do the world's biggest launch of a new stock. It is the financial innovator Ant Group of China, led by its high-profile founder Jack Ma. Well, Chinese officials today delayed, at least for 2 days, the $37 billion initial public offering of Ant stock in Hong Kong and Shanghai. This after banking and other regulators in Beijing today summoned the founder and other executives for a sudden meeting about what were deemed supervisory issues. Ant does a kind of China-based PayPal and provides other app-based banking services. In this pandemic economy, we'll get an election day economic readings on both manufacturing in America, retail spending, also sales of cars and trucks covering October. Car and truck sales have been trending up after the earlier COVID collapse, and we're getting fresh data later today. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
Back in April, with COVID surging and the economy shutting down, production at auto plants dropped precipitously. Automakers retooled to be COVID safe, and by May, they'd started ramping up production again. But Christian Gicek at the Center for Automotive Research says there still aren't enough vehicles on dealer lots to meet demand.
If you need a truck right now, you're going to take the one that meets your criteria right now at the price they're offering it, or you might be waiting a few months.
Still, with millions out of work and earning less, who's buying? Analyst Garrett Nelson at CFRA Research says it's primarily higher-income Americans in cities and suburbs.
While they might be working from home, they need that vehicle to do their errands, and maybe they had really not seen an automobile as a necessity before, whereas because of the pandemic, they do now.
He says with people shunning buses and Ubers and trains and planes, a lot of consumers want their own set of wheels. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
After the election, there's what happens from Inauguration Day on and once the new Congress gets seated. And there's what happens to economic policy during the in-between time. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams grabbed that assignment.
To state the painfully obvious, economic policy for the next 2 months comes down to politics. Mike Duhaime is a longtime Republican strategist and partner at the consulting firm Mercury.
I think the agenda of what needs to be done will stay the same. I think the urgency of whether or not anything will get done will be incumbent upon the outcome of the election.
Especially when it comes to more pandemic relief. If, for example, Democrats win the White House and Senate, he thinks they'd probably wait until after inauguration to pass a bill with more of what they want in it. On the other hand, says GOP consultant Chris Jankowski,
If President Trump is reelected and the Republicans clearly are maintaining control of the Senate, that I believe President Trump will want to do something at that point.
He says that could happen, but what's more likely is that, similar to other post-election windows, very little gets done on Capitol Hill.
And I think the virus will dictate most of what happens, both in Washington and in the economy.
And the virus doesn't care about politics or the deadline that's coming up on December 11th when government funding runs out. But that deadline might create an opportunity to get some kind of pandemic relief through Congress. Amanda Fisher is policy director at the Washington Center for Equitable Growth.
So lawmakers will have to come together and pass something. And it's my hope that it will address all of the suffering that's happening now.
That would be a continuing resolution, or CR, which keeps government funding broadly at pre-existing levels with whatever add-ons can get enough votes to pass. Former Democratic strategist Robert Shrum now directs the Center for the Political Future at USC.
I think you will get a CR because if Republicans lose the presidency and lose the Senate, the last thing they want to do in the lame duck session is be responsible for shutting down the government.
But again, all these are ifs, which are really tough to plan around. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Right now, your public radio station right there is doing the work to get you the real-time election coverage that will shape our lives. Here at Marketplace, we're doing our thing as well, focusing on context and following the money. Now, if you don't hear Marketplace with my colleague Kai Rizdahl on the radio during its usual time slot, you can listen anytime, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.